Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports. Live from Jake and Joe's in Waltham, this is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For the next hour, we'll have special guests and you can get caught up on Eagles football. The Boston College Football Show is presented by Bud Light, famous among friends. Also sponsored by Bletzer & Bletzer PC, developing long-standing relationships with the clients we serve since 1959. McGovern Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, driven by you. And by Village Bank, your village, your bank. Now it's time to talk BC football with the head coach, Steve Adazio. Here's the voice of the Eagles, John Meter-Perrell.
Hi, once again, everybody. Welcome to the BC Football Show. October 27th was a special night at the Heights. It was the Red Bandana game, and BC dominated Florida State 35-3. Eagles, they were dominant in all three phases. The game really was never in doubt, and a testament to how prepared BC was for that matchup. A bye week, it is over. It's now in the books. And Coach Adazio, welcome back to Jake and Joe's. Did you miss us last week?
I did. I actually thought we were up and ready to roll Monday, and then I heard we weren't. Uh-oh. I was bummed out.
Well, you could have texted me. Hey, Meet, are we on?
I know. I should have. Except I don't have your cell phone number.
You don't?
No.
I got yours.
I was wondering why you guys didn't show.
Well, of course, you were here to just suck down some more wings.
A couple of wings. Why not?
Absolutely. Why
health,
not?
Health food.
But great to see you. I know there's a lot to talk about tonight. We got a special show, as always, here on Monday night with the BC Football Show. But, you know, when I talk about domination, Coach, I think Pete and I looked at each other at halftime and said, man, this thing's in the bag. Upon further review, was it as dominant as it looked?
I mean, we played pretty well in that game, you know, and you know, I think we spent most of the second half, certainly the last quarter, just trying to run the clock down. I thought we played physical. I thought we created opportunities. I thought we threw the ball, ran the ball. I thought on defense we played really strong. I thought we did some good things, you know. Our MO right now is playing good team football. Hopefully we can hang on to that as we move into the playing NC State this week, you know, and right now we're like number two in fewest penalties in the country and, you know, top five or six in sacks given up. So we're playing good. We're taking the ball away. We're not giving the ball up. And we're more balanced. We're making plays in the run and the throw game. So I think, you know, hopefully we can hang on to that. We're playing a really talented team in North Carolina State that's really playing their best ball. And they're very explosive, very strong on defense. So it'll be a real challenge.
It's been a confluence of events for the offense. Confidence. Everybody seems to be very cohesive right now. The apex of the offense is coming through the last 3 weeks with Anthony Brown and Ben Petrullo, the center, and A.J. Dillon, the tailback. So it looks like down the middle, you guys are stronger than ever.
Well, we're strong, and we have a great future down the middle, as you would say. But, you know, they were freshmen 4 weeks ago, and they're still freshmen. And so, you know, but they're getting better, and they're getting more confident. They're getting more experience. But, you know, my experience with this is that sometimes this, it can raise its head, you know, and So, you know, you're just grateful for the fact that right now our guys are playing really well, and hopefully we can keep this level of consistency. The good news is we've done it against good people. It's not like all of a sudden we're going to play a good team and that's going to be panic, because it's not. But we are playing a good team, and they'll really test us, you know, in your ability to move the ball.
Now you go back to that game against Florida State. There was a stretch there in the third, fourth quarter where you ran the ball 28 times and you passed the ball four.
Yeah.
Now, but if you look at that, you say, well, Boston College is back to their old, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust offense.
No.
It isn't. That isn't the case.
No.
It's a very different approach.
No, that's called go win the football game. I mean, what do you want to do? You want to start chucking around and give them a chance with a good secondary to pick you off and hit six? And put, I mean, that's stupid. That doesn't even make any sense. I mean, you know, we had that game put away. The only way you could even come close to losing that game was to start turning the ball over and not taking time off the clock. We had a chance to have a special night and you know, beat a team that is loaded with talent, and that's what we were going to do. We weren't going to let anything get away from that. And, you know, that's – but, no, we're going to open this game up and play the same way we played the last few weeks, wide open. And for us, I mean, you know, wide open for us isn't wide open for everybody, but, I mean, you know, we're going to be balanced and go for it on fourth down and – do the things that we're going to do. That's what we are right now. So,
no, you came into this bye week kicking and screaming, because you probably would have liked it sooner in the year. But when it fell, it was an opportunity for you to do a number of things. You kind of gave us a little bit of a laundry list a couple of weeks ago. You know, you're going to rest. You're going to celebrate a little bit. You know, where you are, how the season has begun to evolve, and then we're going to self. Scout, we're going to tweak. And now, so what'd you learn in the self-scouting world without, you know, telling us all the trade, you know, secrets here?
I mean, I think what we kind of learned is really for us in our no huddle, how we want to go about attacking the defense. And I think we also learned what we really do well and what we don't do as well as maybe we think we do, and who does what well. I think we learned that. I think we needed to get some rest. We got the rest. I think gave us some time to do a couple of different wrinkles that maybe we can work on here going down the home stretch that we were kind of hesitant to do. You know, all those types of things. And hopefully, you know, we don't lose our rhythm, our momentum. But we had a great practice today. We looked fast. We looked explosive. That was good, because we were starting to look a little tired. And hopefully, you know, we'll have another good day tomorrow, and then we'll be able to tone it back a little bit, and maybe we can be the most fresh team on the field. I don't know. You know, you never know. You know, you get on the field, and it's all about making plays, you know, and creating momentum. So hopefully we'll be able to do that.
And you mentioned earlier today in your press conference, this is a weird type of year for everybody in college football. It's always a jump ball, it seems, week in and week out. We saw that in many levels during games this week. But also, it's weird because you say week 9, it could be difficult for teams to kind of regain their focus. There's a lot of things down the road some young players might be looking at. Maybe they're not as focused as they should be. How do you avoid that?
Well, I mean, that's the $60 million question, right? You see teams, you know, last week. I mean, I think a lot of teams get towards the end and they start saying, okay, oh, you know, we're going to be in the Big Ten or the big ACC or the whatever championship game. We can be in the... what about the college playoffs? What about this? What about that? What about being all conference? What about, you know, for us, I think we were at our best and we were just worried about finding a way to win a football game. And I told our team that. I said, let's not lose that identity, you know, and let's just keep just worried about just Saturday and how do we have a great day today so we can ensure a better day on Saturday. And you know, we're the same. I won't tell you exactly what I said, but we're the same group we were 3 weeks ago, and we kind of like it like that, you know. Same group of coaches, same group of players, and so hopefully we can maintain that type of mindset. I don't think we're real concerned about anything else, you know.
Good.
And I hope that's accurate. You never know what's in people's minds, but that's our message.
Take us inside the locker room after the game. The Crowther family was there. Must have been a very emotional moment for you. Pete and I had them on at halftime. It's always great to talk to them. They're such an inspirational family anyway. What did you say to the team as you presented the game ball to the Crowthers?
You know, just how honored we were to represent their family in this football game on behalf of our university and everything that Wells stands for. And, you know, the beautiful thing about coaching at Boston College is you ground these kids and they totally grasp everything about the Red Bandana game. And so when you're standing there, our guys are captivated,
yeah.
You know, and there's tears in their eyes, and they're listening to the parents, to, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Crowther get up and talk about their son and what his experience meant at Boston College, and it's moving.
It is.
And it just makes you feel really grateful that you have an opportunity to be a part of that whole thing and to be able to do that, and it was special.
And you guys capped it off with a special night. It seems like that night, Pete, everybody's rallying around it now. The Red Bandana game has taken on a life of its own.
Well, it has. We asked them about it. You know, did they collaborate with you or the school on which game it's going to be? Because it always seems to be a big game. You know, so, and that certainly was the case the other night. And they love being part of it. You know,
yeah.
And they're just, they are as inspirational. You know, and just being what they're doing with his memory. You know, it's just and the way they, as you said, the university really gets their arm around it. It's quite a phenomenon. It's nice to be part of it, and
it really
taking
is.
A tragic situation and making it into a positive.
Yeah. I mean, it's an unbelievable deal. And you know, we watched with the team the latest documentary in two parts the night before and the morning of, and our kids are captivated by it. They really are. They really have great respect and. It's pretty cool.
Looking at NC State as we turn the corner now, well documented, they're very talented, number 24 in the coaches' poll. Watched their game against Clemson. That was nip and tuck. Could have won the game. But what are your main challenges when you look at the Wolfpack?
Well, I think they're explosive on offense. I mean, the quarterback's playing at a high level. They're running back / receivers. Their receivers are dynamic guys, so they're very explosive. On defense, they're very difficult to run the ball against. I mean, they were in the top 10. Now they're like 30th in run defense, and it's just hard to run the football against them. So, you know, I think and they're playing with, you know, real confidence. And they're an older team, you know, especially like, you know, defense. They have a lot of veteran guys out there. So, you know, they've done a good job with their program. They're an older team. This is kind of their time. And I think they have a lot of confidence. And they have ability,
yeah.
And their quarterback is playing. So it's going to be a really tough challenge. I mean, we knew that. We knew that this was one of those games that was going to be really rough. I thank God that we have them at home.
Well, you looked at what you went through playing early against tough opponents, and what it translated to is when you get out of kind of that cycle, you found yourself being in a position where you can actually dominate opponents, especially in a line of scrimmage. They're coming out of that same cycle that you had. Then now you're going to go and you're going to match up against these guys. I think this sets up to be quite a battle up front for both your offensive and defensive line and their offensive defensive line.
Yeah, we're going to have to win that battle. I mean, you know, that's the trench battle is going to have to be won by us, and it's hard to do. You know, I'm hoping that a little bit of freshness will help us. You know, I hope it's really cold. And,
it's supposed to be 40.
Yeah, that's
be nice.
Cold for them.
It is.
Yeah.
Don't bring the heated seats like Florida State.
I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know about that. But you know, they're well-prepared, well-coached, good, tough football team, and you know, they're ranked for good reason. And so it'll be quite a battle. We're going to have to make some plays. We're going to have to put pressure on them, you know, in the perimeter and in the back end. We, you know, we're not to think that you're going to sit there and just beat them running the football. It's not going to happen.
Well, you look at the way that your season unfolded, and you kept talking about it. You get 8 or 10 or 12 plays a game that makes a difference in the outcome. And you don't know which one it's going to be. So you got to play every down. You weren't making them early against the good opponents. You started making them, and what a difference. And 8 or 10 or 12 turned into 15, 18, 20 plays. And the thing that strikes me, looking over, and we had a little time off too, so you're looking back, the introduction of the explosive play in your offense, which was hard to find in the past, it's not hard to find now.
Well, I think the quarterback's a big part of that, you know, and I think he's playing really well, and we've got guys that can make these plays, you know, and the line's playing better, and, you know, so, you know, and then getting some confidence, you know, and that's critical. Even in that game, you know, we dropped an early touchdown pass but came right back. And, you know, so I just think the way we've come out has been really positive, but we're going to have to learn how to do it whether we come out fast or not. But we have some weapons, and that's important, you know. So,
well, you have ACC speed, as you said, for the last 3 or 4 years. We need ACC caliber speed, and you have it.
Yeah, we have some speed. Yep, we do.
That's, and you got a tailback who breaks tackles like Uzeril Campbell, who Pete is very familiar with.
Didn't break my tackles.
No, didn't break yours. You he shut him down.
Wrapped and pinned.
That's it, baby.
104 yards.
Roll tackle.
104 yards after contact. Against Florida State, according to Football Focus, one of the websites. Why is he such an elite back now?
Well, I mean, you're talking about a guy that's 240 pounds and huge lower body explosiveness with coupled with great speed. I mean, honestly. I mean, and we can keep him kind of fresh. John Hillman's playing at a high level, and you know, Travis is playing at a high level, and so we stay pretty fresh in the backfield. Those guys are all a little different, too, you know. They all are a little different style, and that's a good thing. So, but AJ's getting more comfortable, you know.
He looks like he's just possessed every time he gets the ball.
Yeah.
He's gaining 6 or 7 yards. He's 78 yards away from becoming BC's all-time leading freshman rusher. Monta Harris, a guy you know, holds the record. That's pretty select company.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have a, you know, God willing, stays healthy, he's going to have one heck of a career here.
He really is.
Yeah.
An elite recruit, a transformational recruit, you called it back on February 1st.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking, I'm about 240. I'm built a little bit like AJ, you think?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Hey, keep drinking that palm water, dude. I mean, if you're looking in the mirror and saying you look like AJ right now with his physique and his legs, then I don't know, man. I'm telling you what, I'm missing something here. But no, seriously, you look great. You look really good.
You're so sincere.
I mean, ripped, twisted steel.
No, I don't think so. No.
You know what the facts are, though. In your day?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
twisted steel.
That was then. Yes. Tempered steel doesn't bend.
To watch some film from you, Stoney.
He doesn't have any. They don't have any film.
Cronin's the only guy who was an All-American at this place. They only have one photo of him.
Really?
There was a fire somewhere, apparently.
No.
So that's what they told me.
They have one photo. Picture.
I'm going to look.
Prolific athlete. One of the greatest. Just ask me. But the...
Well, the facts of the matter are you were a great player.
Well... Listen,
those are the facts.
That was then, and this is now, and we're talking about some of your guys. They are elevating.
And speaking of that, we got a guy that I know you like to watch play a lot, Ty Schwab. He's going to drop by, and another guy has really emerged this year, Thad Smith. There'll be guests coming up here on the BC Football Show from Jake and Joe's.
Over there hanging out with one Reggie Terry.
There you go. They're all here, Jake and Joe's and Waltham. We're back with more after this with the coach. Snapping between the hash marks towards the Beacon Street end zone. Brown looking right. Fires. Caught to the 5. Tommy Sweeney. Pile drive. End zone. Touchdown. Boston College. Tommy Sweeney is the Eagle in the end zone. What a play by the 6'5 junior tight end.
Welcome back to the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. To talk more X's and O's with Coach Addazio, here again, John Meter-Farrell.
It was a fabulous night at the Heights for BC and their 35-3 win over Florida State. Coming up on Saturday at noon, 11:30 on the BC IMG Sports Network. It's the 24th-ranked Wolfpack of NC State. They are already bowl eligible at 6-3, 4-1 in conference. Heard the Tommy Sweeney highlight. I thought he bounced back very nicely. Coach has become a big focal point of the offense the last 3 weeks. What did you tell him after he dropped the touchdown pass? Or do you say anything to him?
No, not a thing. I mean, you know, Tom has made a bunch of plays, and he's going to continue to make a bunch of plays. We got to roll on to the next play and go make it again. I mean, that's it. Don't hang on all that, you know. So he's doing great, playing great, you know. learning how to really get his foot in the ground and get vertical and run through contact and all those things. So, you know, he's really developing into a good player.
And you have an arsenal of tight ends, too. Ray Martin and Adrizzi. Those guys can block.
Yeah. Chris Garrison's playing great.
Yeah. Career high in catches. All those guys. It's a multi-talented tight end core.
Well, we play with two of them on every snap. We're a 12 team, so we can give a lot of different looks, and those guys are versatile. You know, they can play on the line, extended, whatever, so it's good.
Well, you made a great comment earlier in the season. You said when you arrived here, it was Alex Amendon, and it was Alex Amendon. Now it's, wow, you get quite a cast of receivers.
Yeah, we have a group of receivers and tight ends that are catching the ball better, that can make plays and throw game, and we have some young guys that are yet to even, you know, we got Mike Walker, Jeff Smith is in Ben Glines, and then, you know, we got C.J. Lewis and Noah Jordan-Williams that you haven't really seen a lot, and I think those guys are completely going to be dominant guys. So, and that's, you know, and you got quarterbacks that can get the ball to them, so that's really...
Pretty good combo.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, and Anthony really spreads it around. I mean, that's part of its game planning, you know, and calling the game. But I think you're giving defensive coordinators fits trying to figure out who to cover.
I mean, you look at you know, Thad Smith's going to be with us here, and Thad is a guy that he's really one of the faster guys in the conference. He's got tremendous speed, and he's brought in this whole jet sweep game for us. You know, he and Jeff Smith and the two of them are really dynamic on the edge with that. So, like, all of a sudden, you know, those defenses see those sweeps, and, you know, all of a sudden you're handing the ball to the tailback or you're handing the ball in the sweep. So that component has been really, really good, and Thad's playing his best ball of his career.
And one thing's for sure, the offense is going to have to be outstanding again this week because you have, as you've mentioned many times, a vaunted defensive line led by Bradley Chubb, who should be a top 10 NFL pick. He's just a disruptor. He's a game wrecker. He's one of the best defensive ends in the country. How do you silence him? Or do you silence him?
Well, I mean, you got to have a plan for him, you know, in protection, how you go about handling him. If you think you just say, well, we're just going to do what we do, then you're making a mistake. So he's a dominant player. You got to account for him, where he is, and what the matchup is with him, whether it be in pass protection or in the run game. He is a heck of a player. I saw one clip of him take the left tackle from Clemson, who I think is a really good football player. He went speed to power on him with one hand, got him, lifted him off his feet. And I said to myself, oh, boy. I mean, and that guy is something special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's reminiscent of a guy we've seen at BC, Harold Landry. Landry's been banged up. Do you know his status as of today? And what are we looking down the road?
Well, I think it's a day-to-day thing. You know, we'll have to see how the week progresses here. You know, our hope is to get Harold back as soon as we can and get him going. So hopefully the rest will help the week off, and then we'll have to play it by ear and see where we're at.
But even in that Harold's absence, if you mentioned that early in the season, you'd scratch your head and go, oh, my. But your defensive line play has been outstanding.
Yeah, Zach Allen's playing at a high, high level. Wyatt Ray's playing at a high level. Noah Merritt, Ray Smith, our linebackers. You know, Ty Swab's here. And these guys are playing at a high level. And it's kind of next man up. Let's roll. John Lamont's playing great football right now, too. So I think, you know, there's not much you can do about this stuff. You know, guys get hurt, and you just got to keep rolling forward. And we just feel like, you know, it all happened to us so early and all at once, but we kind of overcame it a little bit and don't really think about it that much right now.
Well, Cal came at once, and then compounded by the iron of your schedule, and you grew up quick.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we stumbled a little bit, but we didn't go down, you know, and that's a credit to our kids. And you know, what we've developed now is depth for the future, and, you know, and a lot of guys that were put in roles now that, you know, you can really see what kind of level play they're going to be.
It's the second toughest schedule in the country by percentage.
Yeah.
Power of five. Penn State's number one. You're number two.
Yeah.
That's something you've been preaching all year. There's been no let-up.
No, I mean, I don't think the college football world pays enough attention to who you play.
Yeah.
I mean, which is like a double-edged sword, right? People say, oh, you got to play all these teams. Yeah, well, at the end of the day, people really know what your win-loss column is.
Yeah.
So it works both ways, you know? But Because when you play a really, really tough schedule, everybody says, I play a tough schedule. Yeah, but, and here, you know.
You didn't win, so tough.
Right. And you see all these teams, they're like, well, who do they play? I mean, I watched that a little bit earlier in the year when we were some of the teams we played. I said, well, who have they played? I mean, you know, and it matters. It matters in a huge way, just like conferences. Oh, you know, I won't even mention them, but, you know, some of the other conferences out there that they don't play defense. So these offenses are prolific because they don't play against good defenses.
Right.
I mean, if you play against defense, a good defense, you're not so prolific. And so I think it matters who you play. It matters what conference you're in. And all those things matter.
Sure.
And we happen to be playing in the best conference of college football right now, and we happen to be playing. I mean, look at our conference right now. The bottom of our conference is playing as up as they've ever played.
Right.
I mean, in most cases.
Right.
I mean, it's a really tough conference. People are now saying, well, you know, Florida State. Well, yeah. Well, I was on that field with Florida State, okay? That defense was the same Florida State defense. There's nothing wrong with that defense now. And on offense, they lost their starting quarterback. That's really the moral of the story, and they're playing with a young guy. And it just goes to show you that no one's immune to not having their quarterback, including Clemson, by the way. We saw that too, right?
Yes,
so, but who you play matters. We're playing tough teams right now, and we're going to continue right now. Here comes another one. Okay, this is a top 25 team, and if they weren't playing the schedule they're playing, they'd probably be ranked higher.
Well, we made the observation through the first two-thirds of the season, you're really battle-tested. This is and it would work to your advantage, and the place we saw it really manifest was in Virginia, where Virginia came in as advertised, a high-profile offense. Good defense, good record, question mark, who had they beaten? And it was a dominant performance on your part.
And now they turn around and go out and beat Georgia Tech. I guess it tells you the strength of
conference.
Of the conference.
Yep.
And even I get it sounds like you have an agenda when you make those comments. I really don't. I'm a college football fan too, right?
You can't say it, but I can. I watched the Oklahoma State game. It's 62-52. Very entertaining. We're talking ghosting on defense. It was like an arena football game.
Yeah. Well,
it's a pinball game. There's no defense. And great. God love Baker Mayfield. They rolled up 785 yards. Great for his Heisman tally.
Well, it's exciting to watch too and all that. But again,
it's a little different.
Yeah, and your focus is next. Who's
That's
next?
It. And right now, I know what the challenge is in front of us right now. And it's great. And so we got to play great. Simple as that. And we got to play good team football. We've got to really, we're playing really good in special teams right now. But I'd like to see a couple game breakers in special teams. And we're about due for something.
Yep.
And, offensively, I'd like to see a strike the ball down the field, and of course defensively, I think just keep working on getting those takeaways. You know,
the good news is you have Mike Walker, who leads the nation in combined return yards.
Yeah,
912,
and we are so close to breaking a kickoff return. It's not even funny right now.
One block.
Yeah,
every week. Oh, if he throw that block,
it's close. It's close. Maybe
it's close.
This is the week.
Well,
BC NC State coming up Saturday at noon. Much more to come on the BC Football Show from Jake and Joe's in Waltham. Couple special guests. BC players Ty Schwab and Thad Smith after this. Third and one from the two. Brown under center. Facing the Beacon Street end zone. They give to Dillon straight ahead. Dillon fighting for the end zone. Touchdown, Boston College. A.J. Dillon, take a bow.
The Boston College Football Show presented by Bud Light continues. Here again, John Meter-Perrell.
And welcome back to Jake and Joe's in Waltham on the BC Football Show. Great to have you with us. A reminder, we have BC and NC State at noon on the BC IMG Sports Network, and two instrumental players in that one. They've been instrumental all year. Linebacker Ty Schwab and receiver Thad Smith. Good to see you guys. Thanks for dropping by.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
You know, it's not often Pete and I are surrounded by players.
By greatness.
By greatness, exactly.
Yes.
By greatness. And these guys, Pete, have had an impact, and it seems like every game. Thad, I'm going to start with you. You're the third leading rusher on the team. You're a receiver by trade, but do you feel like a running back now?
Well, that's what they say sometimes, you know. But no, not really. I had a nice role with the jet sweeps and this whole year has been working, so if you want to call me a running back, you can call me a running back. I consider myself an athlete, though.
I'd call you a playmaker. 76-yard burst a couple weeks ago. You get the ball in your hands, and you're a jet. Has speed always been something you pride yourself on?
Yeah, ever since I was younger, my mom introduced me to track, so I feel as though track helped me along the way.
And what about the toughness element, though? Where did that come from?
Just being raised by a single-parent mother, I feel as though that played a big role in just the way I grew up.
And Ty, you have that. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, thanks.
Playing linebacker, and we love it because you've gotten better every year.
Yes.
That's a testament to you and a testament to the coaching staff as well. What have you done to get to this point?
Working hard. I pride myself on working hard and doing it the right way. And my family, like Dad said, all raised me to work hard and be a leader and lead by example and give it everything I got with whatever I do. So, yeah, football is my passion, and I give it everything I got, and it's what I love doing.
You've had an interesting emergence. You come into the season, you know, you get really strong at that linebacker position. All of a sudden, a couple of injuries, and, you know, you're thrust into a leadership role. Whether you aspire to that or not, you're the man.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so I always thought I was a leader and the man. That's been my mindset. And, yeah, a couple of guys go down, and sucks to see that. But we have the next man up mentality. And when they went down, I stayed up, and a lot of guys did step up. And we just continue to work hard and work the game plan that the coaches gave us. And personally, I'm excited with one plan. I just got to keep playing better and better every week.
Well, I was over at practice. I try to get over there on Thursdays, and I noticed the linebackers, there's only five of you.
Yeah.
And Coach Reed was giving me the eye. I said, Coach, no more. I'm done, man.
Oh, yeah, you want me to play again.
You turned the coach. I'm built like AJ.
You are. I can see
no,
that.
No, we weigh the same.
In his dreams.
It's the end of that, man. It's the end of that. Now,
what do you say? Twisted iron?
Twisted steel. Twisted steel. Yeah, twisted is the operative word.
I like that one. I'm going to bring that back.
Now, Thad, your thing is speed. We don't have the benefit of being on the sidelines, but if people who are on the sidelines, you get that ability to change gears. When you get the ball, you see defensive players take their angle, their pursuit angle, and they make a commitment. Look how fast this guy's running. I got to get to that spot. And what we've noticed for the course of the season is they're always picking the wrong spot.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, do you have a burst, or do you change, or are you all out as soon as you get the ball and it's 100%?
Nah, I'm a full speed player every time I touch the ball. I feel as though if I see a hole, I'm gonna hit it, and if I got the edge, I'm gonna hit it. And I feel as though when I'm on that field, I'm the fastest guy out there. That's my mindset.
Well, we've seen that you run away from people. We were talking about it earlier that, you know, Coach Adagio, when he came here, was emphasizing recruiting ACC speed.
Yeah.
It seems that Boston College has got some representation in that category.
It's true. We got a lot of other fast guys.
So you're not the fastest guy. There's like four or five guys faster than you on the team?
No, I'm the fastest.
Like that answer.
I'm the fastest.
Okay. Just checking. I just wanted to make sure.
That's who wins the race, you or Dylan?
Me.
Hands down. In a 40.
In a 40 is me.
All right. I love it. I love the confidence. I love it.
Good stuff. Good
That's
stuff.
Very good stuff. That will serve you well, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
As far as coaching goes at BC, you guys have a terrific staff. What have you learned in your 4 years at BC from when you started to the point you're at now? Thad?
I would say just patience. You know, when things aren't going well, just stay the course and be patient, you know. And those coaches always stress that your teammates are there for you and the coaches are there for you also. So I feel as though just having that family oriented and everything, you know, just having people who support you when things aren't going well.
And Ty, even when Steve Adazio is in a bad mood?
Yeah, definitely. They've taught us so much, stick together and family. And so we've always been a tight group, and we've been growing every year since Coach Adazio's came into this program, and he preaches family. And yeah, that's the biggest thing for me that I've taken so far from this experience is family and stay together and steady in the boat and work together, stay together, and love each other. These are going to be the best friends we're ever going to have for the rest of our life.
I'm looking at what you're up against on a week-over-week basis with the complex offenses you match up against. And you've got great personnel, you've got formations, you've got scheme. I mean, they're trying to create mismatches. How much emphasis, obviously, and a lot of it, but what percentage of your preparation is intellectual, getting ready with your head?
A lot of it. Yeah, there's a lot of preparation that goes into this, but like in the film room. But my biggest thing is on the practice field. I really do believe you practice how you play. And this year we've been practicing how we play. And it shows in the game film and it shows in the practice film. They're compatible. They look the same. And in the film room, it definitely helps. But I'd say on the practice field, going up against these guys and making it feel like a game situation is what's really helping us right now. And we're practicing hard and we're playing hard.
Yeah, Coach Gallup has a famous phrase, perfect practice makes perfect play.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I have that tattooed in the back of my head.
I might get tattooed, too.
But he's absolutely right. I mean, that's what it comes down to, is that preparation on many levels. And now, from from your standpoint, what kind of a mental or intellectual preparation do you have to go through on a week-over-week basis?
I feel as though just our offensive scheme, we put in new plays like every week. So just staying on top of my playbook and reading the defensive coverages with the guys in the back end, front end sometimes. So pretty much just.
So a lot of people don't understand that when you get to the line of scrimmage, you have to look at the defense like a quarterback would and identify, is it man, is it zone, is it quarters, is it, you know, single, or there's, I mean, there's so many different, yeah, and that dictates the route you're going to run?
Yeah, because if defense gives us a certain coverage and coach doesn't like it, we can check the play. So to put us in the right play in order to be successful.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts, but I'm sure it's going to be bittersweet for you guys on Saturday. It's senior day,
Yeah. Your
final game at Chestnut Hill, even though you're playing down the road at Fenway the next week. But what's that going to be like? What emotions do you feel like you'll be feeling?
It's going to be fun. You know, just going out there one last time on the alumni field, just giving it your all with your boys, you know. So I'm going to have fun with it for sure.
Sure you will. Nothing to lose, right, Ty?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Last game on alumni field with all my boys who I came in with. And we're going to lay it all out there, and we're going to give it everything we got like we always do. And it's going to be a fun game, and it's going to be a tight war. And I'm excited. My family is excited. I'm excited to walk there, walk out onto that football field, my mom and my dad. I love them, and it's going to be awesome doing that together and then going and getting a win.
Do you guys still feel like, because I know Pete and I, because we're in the media, we read it, we hear it. I heard it today from some reporters down in North Carolina kind of joking about how BC's owned NC State the last couple of years, including last year. Do you feel like you're a little disrespected?
I mean, you got to take those things as they are. Disrespect. You got to look at it before you go into every game that no team doesn't respect you. It should make you want to play more violent and angry, and it gives you a little boost. So, I mean, I go into every game thinking this team doesn't respect me, and they want to come take my lunch money, as Coach Reed would say. And, yeah, they want to come on my property when my family's home, stuff like that. So, that's how I look at it. They want to disrespect us, and we'll take it that way.
You feel that way, Tooth, that?
In some sense, yeah. I feel as though we don't get the respect that we deserve, but I feel as though our play has been shown that we should get that respect. But hey, it's only what we care about and what really matters, you know. And the people in our team got our backs, and the coaches got our backs, so that's all that matters.
And Pete, you know what senior day was like for you, but these guys are going to be graduating. They're certainly going to be missed, not only on the field but off the field from a leadership perspective. I know you got three left in a bowl game left as well, but have you guys thought about life after BC? That?
Well, I have another semester, and then I'm graduating. And then hopefully if it comes, then I'm going to go try out for the league. So we'll see.
Excellent. He's got NFL speed.
Yep.
Can't coach that. I'm testimony to
this guy played 8 years in the league, and you were much faster than him. What about you?
So I plan to graduate in December, and then I'm going to give it my best shot. I'm going to go and train, and hopefully everything works out with the NFL. And if it doesn't, I definitely want to coach. So that's what I'm going to go through.
Well, whatever you guys do, you'll be a success. And we really appreciate you dropping by. Best of luck on senior day against NC State. Go get them.
Thank you.
Congratulations so far.
Thad Smith and Ty Schwab, two stars of the BC football team. Coming back, we'll hear from the coach, Steve Adazio, from Jake and Joe's on the BC Football Show. Unloads it, caught,
And Ryan Izzo then drops the ball. It's taken intercepted. Intercepted, they say, by Ty Schwab. Ty Schwab cut in front of Ryan Izzo for the interception.
Welcome back to the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. To talk more X's and O's with Coach Addazio, here again, John Meter-Perrell.
Fun to speak with Ty Schwab and Thad Smith, two linchpin Eagles, as the Eagles prepare for NC State on Saturday afternoon at the Heights. Ty Schwab, Coach Pete and I were remarking how he's a rock, first of all, but he's gotten better every year. And I'm sure as a coaching staff, that makes you guys very proud.
Yeah, Ty's playing his absolute best football right now, and he's all over the field. He's a leader on the defense, and he's tough and physical, and it's fun to watch him play.
Yeah, when he hits you, you're definitely going to feel it.
Oh, yeah. He's a hard-hitting guy now. I mean, he brings it. Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
And Thad Smith, too, soft-spoken, but his speed, as he says, he's by far the fastest guy on the team.
Yeah, he's fast, and Thad is very physical, and he's playing his best ball of his career.
What a weapon, too, on the jet sweeps. It's something we've seen. We saw it a lot your first year with Sherm Alston, and you've had it in the last couple of years as well, but now it's become more of a focal point. Why are you doing that now?
He turns the corner. It's real stress on the defense,
perimeter.
We've also noticed that it forces defenses. They want to load everybody in the box and take you out of your running game, forces them to play sideline to sideline. Thin it out inside. There aren't as many trees, and you get your inside running game going. You can see that. You can actually watch those defenses get off balance because of it.
Yeah, well, what happens is, the linebackers, if you either want to take the jet sweep away with the linebackers or the back end. If you take it with the back end, they start rock and rolling the coverage to the jet sweeps, and then all of a sudden there's some great play action opportunity. So it just makes them play the whole field, and it's something that we feel like, has been pretty good for us.
Anthony Brown has been the picture of efficiency during the last 3 weeks. Banged up a little bit with a shoulder issue. How's he doing, and is he ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, he's practicing really well, throwing the ball really well. I think he's, the rest, there's a guy that the rest helped a lot.
Yeah, and he's just become, it looks like there's a confidence air about him now, right?
Yeah, no doubt. And, he's willing to go take the ball and beat people with his legs a little bit, too. And I think as his shoulder feels better, he'll do more and more of that,
We noticed that teams were not, you weren't a quote-unquote quarterback run offense. You've had success with it. Now teams need to prepare for it.
Yeah,
is it going to continue to be a growing part of the offense?
We're getting towards the end of the season. I'd like it to grow, and it will grow. And a lot of that is hinged upon how his health. And I want to be careful with that too. But he can run the ball.
Oh, no question.
He's got some athleticism and he's strong. But I mean, we're trying to develop the throw game, and take enough shots, where's your a quarterback out throwing the football? So like right now, you kind of sitting there saying, okay, we want to give it to these backs, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to throw the ball a little bit. We want to stretch the perimeter in the jet game. We'll have a couple of quarterback runs, but we're not going to go crazy right now with the quarterback runs. But that's something that, whether it be this week, next week, 3 weeks, I think that'll only increase.
And the other thought we're going to talk about it now is we were not aware coming into the season how elusive he is in the pocket.
Yeah.
He really buys a lot of time back there. It looks like somebody's got the bead on him and they're going to get a sack and it'll pirouette and he's out in space and all of a sudden stuff happens.
He's big. He's got good size. He's not a little guy. He's a powerful guy. He can run. He's athletic. And he's tough, that's a good combination. And then you also sit there and you watch that big back and you're saying, we want to let him have a chance to pound a little bit and wear on people. That wears on people. So, at least we got some weapons, right? We're talking about a bunch of different guys. That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Beats the heck out of the alternative.
Right. On the other side, defensively, your defensive backs have been terrific all year. Passing efficiency, top 10 in the country. Interceptions tied for first in the ACC with Miami. Lucas Dennis and company. But they're facing Ryan Finley this week, who's thrown 3 interceptions all year.
Right.
Why is he so effective?
He's a smart, veteran guy who's really comfortable in what he's doing. They've got really sure-handed receivers, and he's playing his best football. A quarterback is playing at a much higher level this year, and it shows on their team. That guy is so critically important, and he's so important to them, and he's doing a heck of a job.
Do you expect a lot of misdirection from them this week? Jalen Samuels, a guy we haven't mentioned, I think one of the top players in the ACC, no doubt, one of the top players in the country. He does so many different things.
Right.
It's going to be a concern, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to run jets like we do. They're going to run some read zones. They're going to run some straight handoffs to the tailback. I mean, they're not that far much different than we are, really, to be honest with you. They're going to have a bunch of play action, short control passing game, you know, and that's what they do best.
Now, the quarterback, back to him just for a moment. You talk about, had a chance to watch the game Saturday. You're talking about him, Boise State transfer, plays with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Guy's got something to prove. That's always dangerous when you guy with a guy who's got skill to match that edge.
Yeah, I mean, when you watch him play, he's got an air of confidence about him. And, again, I say that's, you know, part of the secret to their success right now, and a huge part. So he's got a good look about him.
Now, they're very similar. We're talking about this deep into the season, he can begin to draw some conclusions. You get Boston College, you get tremendous numbers, sacks against, giveaway-takeaway ratio, penalties against. I mean, these are things that you don't pay attention to them unless they're the other way.
Right.
And it probably has a lot to do with contributing to the success the team's enjoyed here this last couple of weeks. They look a little bit like that. They're disciplined. They don't have a lot of penalties. They don't have a lot of turnovers. So that's a good comp between you and North Carolina State.
It's been, you know, we've played them now, and this is my fifth year. And, so we've had four contests against them, and they've all been very evenly matched games. You know, they really, most of them. I think that 1 year in 15 it wasn't, but you know, my first 2 years, we were able to, you know, beat them home and away. And then last year, we were able to beat them down at their place. But they've all been very, very close games.
And they turned it around. The penalties last year killed them. They were 104th in the country in penalties. And one thing about that goes kind of unsung as well, and not in your eyes, but they're a veteran team. 22 seniors returned this year, 11 of them starters.
Right.
So that's a very good base for Dave Doran to build with.
This is his best. He's playing with fourth, fifth-year team and a veteran quarterback. Here it is. They got it right now. They're right there with that. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're at that point where they can elevate.
I think that's the difference between our two teams. You know, ours is a pretty young football team right now. They're a pretty veteran football team, and I would say that would be the difference. Our skill players are all, you know, looking down the barrel, three more years to play, and you know they're at the end. So.
Yeah. All right, Coach, as we tidy up the package here towards the end of the show, the keys to the game are brought to you by the all-new McGovern Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, now owned by BC alum Matt McGovern. They have a great selection of over 400 cars to choose from, 777 Washington Street in Newton or at McGovernJeep.com, the Cronin and Adazio cars of choice. What do you got for us here to pull out another win, win number four in a row?
You know, I think we've got to really be aggressive in this game, and we've got to take the fight to them, and that's what we'll do. Obviously, we need to run the football. I mean, listen, you win games with great defense and the ability to run the ball, but we're going to have to be able to strike down the field and create explosives. You're not going to win this game without scoring a few points here now. So, because they're going to score. And, the key to this game is staying on the field, converting third downs, keeping that D-line on the field, and scoring touchdowns.
And senior day, what does this senior class mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a very big one right now. There's only small, but you saw two of them here tonight, Thad Smith and Ty Schwab, two of the very best guys, like those two guys, Charlie Cowan and Cam Moore, like Yaidam. I mean, those are great guys that we're going to miss, and they've done a lot of things here to really bring our program back, and so we're very grateful to them.
It's been a terrific run, Coach. Keep it going. Good luck.
Yeah, thanks. Really excited about it.
We are looking forward to it. BC and NC State at the Heights on Saturday. You ready to go, Cronin?
Not yet. Saturday at noon, however, I'll be throwing the fastball.
Of course you
will. It'll look more like a changeup, but it'll be my fastball.
That's all right. It served Justin Verlander well in the World Series. Also, Friday night, BC and Maine as they tip off the basketball season at the Heights. The Eagles and the Black Bears, that game at 7:15 of the BC IMG Sports Network. Until then, I'm John Mita Perel for the Coach Steve Adazio and Pete Cronin, producer Steve Chachaccio. Special thanks to Jason Baum and Reggie Terry and Thad Smith and Ty Schwab. Good night, everybody, from Jake and Joe's. We'll catch you on Saturday at BC.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light, just like you can always count on tailgate.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates back-to-school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.